Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to talk, well, we want to do it in the first hour, but here we're going to talk about two Christian athletes. We already know about Drew Brees, and he boldly stands for God, and it's just very, very encouraging to watch him just take a knee for God, to openly just acknowledge the Lord. And this one character trait that each of these particular athletes have is they not only love Jesus, but they have integrity.
Right.
You know, that when they show up to their job, their work, they work very hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't just say, I love Jesus and just hope things work out. And we got to integrate again, hard work.
Mm-hmm.
We got to quit buying jeans that somebody else worked hard in. Remember that spot? Right, you missed that. People are buying $400 jeans that have been ripped up to make it look like hard work happened in them. But it didn't happen in them. It was just imitated from a pair of jeans they dug up in the backyard in Oklahoma out there. You got to see that on VFN TV blog. But with that, you know, they worked really hard. And now, think about it. You got two Christian athletes who just got contracts, one with the NFL and one with the NBA. And it's Jeremy Lin, who was formerly with the Knicks, but now he is going to be with the Houston Rockets. And he got a $25 million contract. $25 million contract. Because he shoots hoops well and he works real hard. He loves the Lord. Mm-hmm. He's a Christian. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen to him as he's sharing about it. They're asking the question, what music do you listen to? And listen to the Jeremy Lin. God just honored Jeremy Lin, and look how he stands up for God. Listen up.
An artist you gotta check out is Lecrae. He's a Christian rapper. Just raps a lot about the gospel and about Christian music. I really enjoy his lyrics as well, so if you're a big lyrics guy, I think that'll be a good fit for you. I listen to something that mellows me out, Hillsong. It's a Christian band, and they play a lot of contemporary Christian music. You know, I listen to them just to remind myself why I'm playing the game and to remind myself I'm playing to glorify God, and I just really try to focus on that. I try not to get too hyped up, otherwise I find myself kind of burnt out before the game or going into the game just with a little too much energy playing out of character. So I try to slow it down a little bit.
Is that not awesome? He's getting a $25 million paycheck, and he says he listens to music, to Lecrae. And you can see this. I think we had it made available on the VFN TV blog that you can see this video yourself. But also you can find out who Lecrae is, who is Hillsong, and it's just amazing. This is an example to you, to me, that if we just do our job well, if you show up to work and do your job,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always talk about it. Somebody says, when you, that myself and Howard Anderson, Officer Anderson, when I was at the Sheriff's Department, that we were selected as Officer of the Year for doing our job. And they said, well, what did you do? It's like, we just did our job. We had a lieutenant, which is now a captain, and he's retired, but our Lieutenant Russ Sweeney at the time, or Captain Sweeney now, he would just tell us what he wanted done.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just go do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And by doing that, we were selected Officer of the Year because we just did what we were asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as an NBA coach, your coach is going to say to you, score, work with the team, make good plays, and have good defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look, he got $25 million. What's he doing? He's doing his job. Start thinking about how you are doing your work and realize if Jeremy Lin could get $25 million as a Christian who understands that I am doing this for the glory of God, I'm playing for God. So understand this, whatever you do, do it unto the Lord, and the Lord will reward you. I don't care what your job is. You know, if it's not illegal or immoral, you know, just do it unto the Lord and watch God, you know, bless you in that. Now, the cool thing, too, is about the very same time getting a contract, and it's cool how God kind of did it in harmony with the two of them,
mm-hmm.
is Drew Brees. Drew Brees, the quarterback with the New Orleans Saints, who is openly a Christian and just gives glory to God, got 100, Steve, 100.
100.
100 million dollars. $100 million
to make them plays.
Can you imagine, you know, a 5-year-old looking at the bubblegum shelf at the store trying to figure out what he's going to get next with his $100 million? It's like, I think I'll take a candy bar. $100 million. I know to Congress that's not much. To us out here, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And he just boldly, you know, is in, just like Jeremy Lin, he's just bold for the Lord. He has a bold testimony for God. And so I want to make available in just a few moments, you're going to be able to hear his testimony. You want to hear Drew saying for himself why he just trusts God. He believes that the Lord has ordered his steps, and the Lord does order our steps. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's plans that prevail. Jeremy Lin did his job well, you know, and look, now he's got a contract for $25 million. And now Drew Brees, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, just got, think about it, $100 million 5-year contract. Can you imagine? Wow. I just want you to work here for 5 years, and we're going to give you $100 million. it's like, okay. Oh my goodness, I think we can do that. And he's guaranteed a certain particular amount as well. But listen up, you got to hear his testimony. We'll be back.
Do you kind of feel like God brought you here for a reason?
Oh, without a doubt. I believe that coming to New Orleans was truly a calling and something that I was meant to do. And, you know, the circumstances behind me coming here, you know, it had I never had my injury in San Diego, you know, there's no telling where I would have ended up. Potentially could have just stayed in San Diego my whole career, you know, eventually left there, but then circumstances would have been different here. It was almost as if, I mean, the timing for both this city and the Saints organization and me, we were just brought together. And I absolutely believe that, you know, everything happens for a reason, that God puts you in positions that at the time you may kind of be wondering, why is this happening? Or, you know, I just don't quite understand it, but just have to trust and have faith and believe that that it's all for the greater good. And I truly believe that that's what happened here.
Looking back, especially over the last 3 years, how have you changed as a man and as a man of God in what's happened since you came here?
I definitely have learned a lot along the way. And you know, the circumstances from what happened in San Diego to me coming here. You know, when I had that injury in San Diego, at the time, I felt like this is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me at the worst time. Potentially career ending, just all those things, and you start to feel sorry for yourself, and you start to ask just why me, why now, all those things that are very easy to ask. And I think that a lot of people have had those moments in their lives where they just say, you know, they pray and say, God, why me, why now? I mean, all those things. And I looked back a year after that, after I'd already been here a year and everything, and I say, you know what, God, that was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. So going from the worst thing that ever happened to me to that same event being the best thing that ever happened to me, because otherwise I never would have had the opportunity to come here, to be a part of this community, to be a part of this rebuilding effort, to take my career to the next level here, to, you know, meet people and be exposed to things that
you're listening to Drew Brees. Drew Brees is getting a $100 million contract, and he has given the glory
All to Jesus.
The glory to God and accrediting him for where he is every step of the way. You know, oh, that the church would just arise. You know what? That's what we have to do. Let's just continue to listen up.
Would never have had the chance to do. And it was just special. And, you know, I feel like I was such a mentally tougher person for it and a stronger person for it, both in my, with my job as a professional football player, as a husband, and then soon after as a father, and then, you know, in my faith.
How has being a dad changed your life?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, my wife and I talk about it all the time. You know, so many people tell you, you know, oh, when you have your first child, there's nothing like it, all these things. And you can listen to that as much as you want, but it's not until you actually, you know, see your child that you say, this is truly a gift from God, and there is no other way that this could happen. I mean, it's a miracle.
You're listening to Drew Brees as he's sharing about he's got more of a revelation of God as his child was born. And I don't know if you remember the picture of him in the Superdome mm-hmm. when they won the Super Bowl, and he has his son there. Mm-hmm. Remember, he's holding his son up, and his son has earmuffs on
because
it's so loud there. It gets very loud in the stadium, and all this confetti's coming down and all this. I mean, this guy just loves the Lord. He loves mm-hmm. Jesus. Is that not awesome?
Amen.
And here he's $100 million. I want to just continue listening to him, but understand, this can be you too. We can honor God at our workplace. We can honor God. We cannot be, they're not slackers, right? As we talked about in the first hour, you know, God talks about that. But let's continue to listen to Drew Brees.
And just looking at him every day, I mean, it's what I, you know, get up in the morning for. It's what I, you know, come to work and try to be the best that I can be for, is just to make that little guy proud and just to be, you know, just the best dad I can be. Because I want him to you know, grow up and be proud of his dad and be proud of all the things that I hope to be able to, you know, teach him.
How did you first come to faith in Christ?
You know, I first really accepted Jesus Christ into my heart on my 17th birthday, January 15th. I was actually in church. It was a Sunday in church. And before that, you know, I had gone to church with my family, and but I was just kind of there, you know, listening to the stories, and, you know, it all sounded good, but I didn't fully, truly understand it, get it, or accept it. And it was at that moment, I remember our pastor talking about God looking for a few good men, and they referenced the movie, A Few Good Men, but they said, God is out there, and he's looking for a few good men. And all of a sudden, the light bulb went off in my head, and I was just like, hey, that's me. I can be one of those few good men. For the first time, I felt like God was really talking to me and speaking to me, and so that was the day.
What does it mean to be one of God's few good men?
It means,
you think about this. This is exactly what the Lord, this is what we're saying on VFN Radio, it's what we're saying with the VFN family, it's what we're saying with Gideon's Army,
mm-hmm.
is God is looking for someone to stand in the gap.
Right.
You know, a few, I mean, he takes a few. He did it with the disciples, he did it with Gideon. Mm-hmm. He always would take a few and begin to take that few and use them to show that it's him and not them,
right?
And begin to transform and turn the heart of a nation. A few good men. Let's listen up.
To be one of God's few good men.
It means that you trust in the Lord. You trust that he has a plan for your life. You trust that he's never going to put anything in front of you that is too hard for you, or else he wouldn't put it in front of you. So no matter what comes your way, you'll be able to overcome it. It'll make you stronger. You have the ability to influence in a positive way so many other people, and just be able to spread the blessings that God's, you know, bestowed upon you.
You are on one of the most elevated platforms that any athlete in the state of, at least the state of Louisiana, if not, you know, the nation at this point. How do you handle that, and how do you, I guess, use that as a minister of the gospel?
I mean, I feel like actions will always speak so much louder than words ever could. And, you know, I just know in my life, I've Amen. Been given so many opportunities. I've had so many great people in my life, as parents or mentors or coaches or teachers, or just, you know, people that were there at the right times to help steer me in the right direction. And I feel like that was no coincidence, you know, that God was putting those people in my life for a reason. And I want to be able to provide that opportunity for others. I want to be able to give back what's been given to me. And so that's why we try to do so much with our foundation, my wife Brittany and I, the Breeze Dream Foundation. We try to just give kids those opportunities that otherwise might not have it, and help them to see, you know, what they can accomplish if they just put their faith in God and do the right things, and, you know, think about serving others, helping others, while at the same time just striving to be the best that they can be, and understanding that if they do put their mind to it, that they can accomplish anything.
That's so awesome when you think about it. Think about this.
FCA student athletes out there, what would you want to communicate to them?
Always have faith in yourself. Always have faith in God. Never lose that. Just understand that there's always a plan, you know, and that God has it planned out for you, and he's going to present you with opportunities, and it's just, you know, it's your job to take advantage of those. You know, it's
I think that's so awesome, you know, that God has a plan for your life. And you're listening to Drew Brees. This is a man who's openly serving and loving God. And he's got a $100 million paycheck,
right.
a contract. And part of that, I believe it's like $60 million of it is guaranteed no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just being, you know, God, he honored God.
Right.
And God is honoring
him.
He honored God. And God is honoring him. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
That is so beautiful. Him and Jeremy Lin and Tim Tebow. I'm at three men. Imagine what if you just say, you know what, I'm going to be there. You might not be able to drag a tire through a farm field like Tim Tebow or push a car up a road like Tim Tebow. You might not be able to throw a pass like, you know, Drew Brees. You know, you might not be able to shoot, you know, three-pointers like Jeremy Lin. But whatever God's giving you, whatever he's giving you, mm-hmm. take that talent and perfect it.
Right.
You know, become accountable with it. Get rightly related to the followers of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and find your place in the body, and begin to don't be one that buries your talent. Be the one that does it just like that, and just invest. And whatever you do, do it under the Lord, and the Lord will reward you $125 million for two believers who love Jesus,
wow.
and they do their job well. We'll be right back. We had a wonderful talk, and we're just a little bit more I want to share before we move on about Drew Brees and Jeremy Lin, that James chapter 4, verse 10 says this, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
Mm-hmm.
Humility is not a doormat. It's not somebody walking on you. It's just trusting God. You know, when you started hearing, you can hear that full interview with Drew Brees on the VFN TV blog and also with Jeremy Lin on the VFN TV blog. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the blog and listen and watch and read some of the articles about, you know, what's happening with them. But what happened was God lifted them up. They lifted God up, which means humility. Humility is defined as total dependency on God and respect for other people. If we're depending on God, then we work the way God tells us to work. Do it unto the Lord. Work with all your heart. So the Lord who sees you will reward you for your hard work. And that's what we see. So I want to encourage you. James 4:10 reminds us to humble ourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will lift us up. We see it happening right there with Drew Brees and Jeremy Lin. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.